Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So now we welcome to the program a gentleman who has, he's officially added to his name, not that, because his name is Kurt Warner, but he's not that Kurt Warner. He's this Kurt Warner. And Kurt, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
You really haven't done that though, have you?
My name has been a source of fun since 1999, since I've had people sending me stuff in the mail to sign, and kind of having a little devil and an angel on my shoulder if I should sign and send it back, or just tell them the truth. But I've always done that.
Yeah, as being Brian Kelly, I get tweets sometimes from Notre Dame fans, and I'm like, no, I'm not that Brian Kelly, so don't get mad at me, all right? So let's talk about something that you are involved in, and this is really neat. This is from the Arnold Optimist Club. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, last month at our business meeting, we wanted to start a program that would have an impact on children and an impact right away. So we came up with the idea to choose out of all the schools in our local area, choose a overdue lunch bill for that entire school and try to pay it off. And in 4 days' time, we are able to raise enough money to pay off the entire lunch debt of Merrimack Elementary School's school lunch debt. And we're doing the same thing this month.
And so you're picking a different school each month?
Right. We're picking a school from the Arnold Imperial area. So there's the Fox C6 district and the Windsor C1 district. Both of them have about 16 schools in the area, and we hope to keep it going until we can pay them all off.
How big of a problem is this?
It's bigger than you would think it would be. I mean, I'm a father of three, and paying school lunch is a big deal. That's $200 a month that I have to come up with to pay it. So there's kind of a gray area between free and reduced. And people who can really afford school lunch, and there's a middle ground where it can be a stress to family to pay school lunch, and those kids need a nutritious lunch, a hot nutritious lunch every day.
Yeah, obviously you got to eat, and everybody says that you have to have a good meal in order to learn, so it is, you know, vitally important to these students. About how many students do you know did you help there at Merrimack Heights Elementary?
Well, in Merrimack Heights Elementary, we were able to pay off $560 worth of school lunch, and we just did some math, and at an average of about $2 a lunch, we figured that was 1,000 lunches that we're able to buy for the kids there.
I mean, that's just terrific. And are you public fundraising? How are you raising the money for this?
Right now, we've got a GoFundMe going on right now. If you go to GoFundMe/Arnold Imperial Optimist, you'll be able to go there and make a donation, and we're going to be choosing and presenting that check to the school March 20th this month on Facebook again. So it's going to be an awesome event. Speaking to the principal at Merrimack Elementary, they were overjoyed because they know how big of a problem it is.
Visiting with Kurt Warner of the Arnold Optimist Club. And Kurt, and this not just affects, you know, you might think of some areas where you're going to have more students who need this kind of help, but this is pretty much anywhere.
It is anywhere, because in a lot of locations, the low income have free and reduced lunch. So let's say you're a family that makes just above that cusp, and you've got two or three kids in school, and you're barely making your mortgage payment, and you have to come out of money to pay for school lunch, and that's a real big stressor. And we just really were hoping to get in there and help some families out and help some kids eat a hot, nutritious lunch and be able to function better at school.
And so you picked Merrimack Heights Elementary last time. How do you pick the schools? Do you have any kind of formula?
It is pretty formulaic. We grab a hat, a Cardinals hat, and I put all the names in a hat, and we go on Facebook, and it's from our social meeting, so all the members are on, and we're cheering, and we pick it out of the hat, and we announce it live on Facebook, and it was a real fun time. It was the first time we did it. It was last month, and this month we're going to do it again, and we hope to get a much bigger donation, and if we can help out two schools this month, we'd sure love to.
And is this being done anywhere else, have you heard of?
I've actually, when we decided to do this, I started to look into this. This is actually going on all over America. And it's awesome to see. I mean, it's I saw several in Denver where they've raised $54,000 to pay off school lunch debt. So we're a small group of people in Arnold and Imperial, but we want to make it bigger and spread the word and let everybody know, hey, people out there need help, and we want to help kids out, and this is a great way to do it.
Is it being done by Optimist clubs elsewhere, or is it just, you know, each one is kind of a different organization doing it?
Optimist International is the main organization, but each Optimist club does their own thing. I've ran across a couple other Optimist clubs across America that have been doing it, and we've been making a lot of waves with this program, and a lot of the other local Optimist clubs are going to get started, I would have to believe, and we're going to be sending out some challenges to those Optimist clubs soon.
Sounds good. I bet you're going to raise a lot of money that way. Everybody loves a challenge.
Yes, sir.
And so once again, what they're doing is raising money to pay off overdue lunch accounts at different schools in the Arnold Imperial area. So if a school wants to enlist your help, they don't really need to do anything because you already got the list of schools and you're kind of picking them out, right?
We've picked out the two biggest school districts, but if there's any schools that we've missed, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Arnold Imperial Optimist, and let us know, hey, we're a school in the Arnold Imperial area. We're not in these two major school districts, but we are a school and we do have a problem. We want to make sure to include everybody in the area and help out as many kids as we can.
Okay, and that's where you want to go if you want to help out, right? Facebook.com, yep. Arnold Imperial Optimist.
Yes, sir.
It's a great program, Kurt Warner, and I'm glad that you are sharing the information with us this morning. Hopefully we'll get you some help and you can help out a lot more kids.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me and spreading the word, Brian.
You bet. Kurt Warner of the Arnold Optimist Club. Again, you go to Facebook.com, Arnold Imperial Optimist, and that way you can get your school registered or you can help them raise money to help these families that really need some help. Thanks to Kurt Warner for joining me this morning. It's 8:57. The news is coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.